Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program becomes the Rock, Roll, and Remember show. Oh, no, that's another show. We're not doing that. Although, that'd be kind of fun one weekend, right, to take advantage. Look at all the old, it was, I think Dick Clark did that show, right? Rock, Roll, and Remember.
He did.
Yeah. Oops, wait a minute. What happened there? There's the connection gone awry. John Harper has joined us from WMEL down on the Space Coast. He's here. We're old pals. Somebody once said, what do you mean old pals? Well, we're pals and we're old. So I guess we're old pals. Right?
Long time pals.
Yeah, exactly. Long time pals. So John is here because Jennifer Horn is off this week. We are here to discuss the items that are in the charts for the week of July 3rd to the 7th. Talk radio roundup, a review of discussions that have been had on a lot of programs like these, our talk programs. And John has a lot of talk experience, and he always has something to say, which is good, because it'd be tough if we were doing a radio program like this and nobody had anything to say about the issues of the day. Although I must say, looking at the list this week, it's pretty repetitive, pretty redundant, pretty much like last week's. There are a couple of different items here. I guess we can go through the list, excuse me, the story list. At number 10, your friend, well, no, he's not really our friend. As a matter of fact, I think he's anything but a friend. Mark Zuckerberg and the folks at Meta have introduced something called Threads. So we'll get into that a little bit. Number 9, the heat. Number 8, the war. Number 7, the shootings during the 4th of July holiday. Janet Yellen going to China. Number 6, the cocaine in the White House. Number 5, and then the rest of it is all the same as last week. Hunter Biden, the Supreme Court rulings, Trump and his legal battles. I get tired of talking about that stuff. John, do you think people get tired of listening to people talk about what's new there? It's been the same thing for weeks, right?
I totally agree, and I've got to believe people are tired of hearing it. You're right, Doug. It's a broken record. The same things keep coming up, and the same lawsuits or threats of lawsuits. The only thing I'll say about Trump is I'll give him credit in the fact that he's able to psychologically, I guess, withstand all of these outside threats, and I'll give him credit for that. That's about it. But
that's about it. Well, you got to have a thick skin. Maybe that's our way of looking at or analyzing it to be sure. Number 1 on the story list this week: those who would be king or the presidential hopefuls who are becoming louder and louder. And so, on the people side of things, the people list usually reflects the engagement of the folks in our main stories. Number 10 is Zuckerberg. Number 9 is Musk. Number 8 is Vladimir Putin. Putin. I like to do as much as I can, much damage to his name as I can. Pukin Putin, etc. All right, Kevin McCarthy is number 7 on the list. Janet Yellen is 6. Hunter Biden is 5. Tired of talking about him, man, that's for sure. I'm not tired of talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's number 4 on the list. Jack Smith is 3. Donald Trump is 2. Joe Biden is 1. Think about that. RFK Jr. is number 4 on the list. The other important people, Jack Smith's not always on, but Trump's there and Biden's there. But the impact that Kennedy is having, and I don't say this because I happen to think he's an interesting guy, and if the election were today, I'd probably vote for him as opposed to all these other characters. But the fact that he is pretty much on his own, we invited him. Jay sent a note over to the office of his presidential campaign asking him to come on the program, and they basically said he's too busy He's got more.
Yeah, they had to shut down the request form for the time being because they're completely booked up.
Right, because this guy is interesting and he's different. And, yeah, he's got the Kennedy name, but he doesn't seem to have the same philosophy that you'd expect a Kennedy. I'm talking about in terms of all, let's take, he's got the same liberal philosophy that, or whatever the term is that I would like to use. And that's another thing. Can we have a contest for another word beside liberal? When it comes to liberal and conservative, let's have a contest. Social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. What's a better word? I don't like the term conservative doesn't accurately apply to people who are right of center. It just doesn't, because it's not the true meaning of the word. And here I've become English Professor 101. If you look up the definition of conserve or conservative, it has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with the way it's applied. And yet people, I'm a conservative. You are? Okay, how many trees have you saved this week? That's what conservators do. All right, anyway, so enough about
you on
that.
Well, if you look up synonyms, too, for liberal versus conservative, you have conservative synonyms, traditionalist, conventional, orthodox, stable, old-fashioned. You look up liberal synonyms, tolerant, unprejudiced, broad-minded, open-minded.
Really?
Which a lot of times those go for both as well.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't buy that. Open-minded, just because you're a liberal, that doesn't mean you're... Well, politically, that's maybe
but for the word itself, as what you are speaking on, those are the synonyms.
As a matter of fact, I find many of the people who are left of center to be more intolerant of a different point of view than those who are right of center, and there's plenty of intolerance there. I think some of the most intolerant people that I've ever met in my life are people who espouse especially the hard left. Intolerant probably isn't a strong enough word for them. So, John, what about your experiences? John Harper here from WMEL, the Space Coast in Florida. When you think about all of the conversations you've had over the years about these sorts of things, does your nose itch when you use those terms?
Well, absolutely, and I think you're right on with that, Doug, in the fact that conservatives, I have found many conservatives to be less than tolerant toward their fellow man, and that really has bothered me a lot. And you bring up a good point about liberals as well. Some liberals are probably the least tolerant when it comes to out fellow men, women, whatever, but you're absolutely right, and I think people probably need to do an assessment of themselves and see if they really do fit into those categories, and I'll bet you'll find that many people, if they were really true to themselves, don't fit into either category.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. All right, you're experiencing a conversation about the topics that have been deemed by Talkers Magazine to be the number one stories of the week. We'll have the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. This is the companion piece to it, and we always publish these lists on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com, and also at talkers.com. The number nine item here, the heat record that has been set this week for 3 days in a row, in fact. The planet has reached its hottest, and they make a big deal about this, the hottest day ever recorded. Well, the records only go back to 1880. So let's get real about the jargon that's being used here. There are a lot of bits and pieces of info that have come from regions all over the world. And is the heat dangerous? Of course it is. It's hot, and we've been talking about where our studio, the main studio down in Dallas is, and James Collins, who's in that studio, has been hot all week. There have been places around the world. Remember last year in Europe how hot it was? And this year it's not hot at all there. It's normal. There is more heat in some of the equatorial places around the globe. And I don't know, John, whether you've heard me spouting off about how the axis has changed. The world is tipping a little bit differently. And then, of course, there's La Nina, which is an effect and will change the temperature of the water. And so, but the news media is making such a big deal out of it. And, of course, everybody gets suckered into it. Oh, my God, it's so hot. It's summertime. And so the earth is there is a certain change that's going on, because over the 4 or 5 billion years, I'm not saying there isn't some climate change. I sound like I'm beating the same old drum. Jay, am I getting redundant? Should I not talk about this so much?
Well, no, because both things can be true at once, and I think it's important to acknowledge that what we are doing isn't going to reverse anything, but at the same time, we don't have to progress it.
No, make it worse.
Expensive rate. Yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah. But you have to go, the people making electric cars would make you think that if you don't buy an electric car, the planet will fall out of the solar system in the next 3 weeks.
And never mind the pollution it takes to make those electric vehicles.
Right. And still, the pollution that comes from running them. Yes, John?
The concern that I have is the warming of the Atlantic during this time right now, hurricane season, and to us along the East Coast, that's where the major concern should be. And even the National Hurricane Center is predicting more hurricanes this year than, or I should say, storms. And storms could be a tropical disturbance. But nonetheless, they're predicting more due to that warmer water in the Atlantic that feeds the hurricanes.
Well, hasn't there already been a couple of tropical? The season is from the 1st of June, if I remember the dates correctly. 1st of June until the 1st of November, right? But the most usually the most serious storms are in late August and through September, and you know it's maybe 4 or 5 weeks that it can be problematic. But my God, to listen to all of this stuff from these people is like Chicken Little. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. It's a great PR attempt. These people have been very successful in capturing our attention and getting us to buy all into all of this electric stuff. The new stretch codes for keeping your homes warmer when you build new homes. Good God. It's very expensive. All right, here we are, 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were young.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitrin.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. John is a... Did you hear me? We were talking when before you went on. I said we were old pals. Long-time pals, but you know, the definition of old pals is we're pals and we're old. So, listen, how can you argue with that? At any rate.
You really can't, yeah.
No, uh-uh. So, among these social media items this week, Jay, this discussion of TikTok, there are a couple of things. The new thing from Zuckerberg and Meta, and didn't you already put, our presence on it? Was it called Threads?
Yeah, Threads. It's you can find it in the App Store, and it's listed as Threads, an Instagram app. It is almost identical to Twitter, which kind of goes to serve why Twitter has sent a cease and desist to Threads.
Ah, there we go. So maybe they will have a cage match after all, these two guys. That'll settle it. I missed two out of three falls.
Well, apparently Threads hired on some former Twitter employees who retained a lot of the information.
Well, he fired all those people.
Secrets.
Well, right?
Yeah, yeah, they cleaned house.
Yeah, you can expect a really good lawsuit out of all of that. Now, speaking of lawsuits and social media, TikTok and five content creators have gone to court to block Montana from banning TikTok. I think TikTok should be banned everywhere, not just in Montana. But apparently these guys get a lot of chutzpah. How do they say it? Chutzpah. Asking the federal judge to block implementation of this law while the case moves through the courts. What could be any more un-American than to have the Chinese government paying attention to anything and everything? You can say, well, I got nothing to hide. That's not the point. That has nothing to do with the logistics of the Chinese government being able to access information on U.S. citizens or push pro-China misinformation that influences public thinking. It's the same thing Zuckerberg. He's as bad as the Chinese for keeping people from being able to have access to information that is universally better than most of the pejorative stuff, the crap that's on their various sites. So am I being too harsh, ladies and gentlemen?
No, but also in terms of these content creators who are asking for the block against TikTok, Social media platforms have come and gone in the past. There was Vine,
MySpace.
Which is now, well, MySpace is still there. It's just used in a different way. But Vine is one that has gone away, where there were a lot of people making a good amount of money. They had so many followers that they just lost all of that stuff. But then you just go to a different platform, and those people will follow you to the other platform because Vine is no longer available for anyone. And I think that's one of the things. They're saying that they're going to lose out on a lot of money and all of this stuff, and that's really genuinely not the case when there are still other platforms available that you can just shift everything to.
Right. So the governor of Montana says, his name is Greg something or other, the most decisive action of any state to protect our private data. That's the move here. Sensitive personal information, he says, it cannot be harvested by the Chinese Communist Party. And I'm with him 100%.
It shouldn't be harvested by anyone. This is technology that is not only on TikTok. It's on other, it's on Google and other things. But at least it's our government. Does that make it any better? It shouldn't really.
No.
That just shouldn't matter to begin with.
So there are other apps that are in this lawsuit. WeChat, I never even heard of that before. They're headquartered in China. Telegram Messenger, which is headquartered in Russia. What the hell are we doing to ourselves? I mean, think about it. Are we that careless? Are people that are younger that are using all of this stuff that misinformed? Or do we just not give a good about the future and health of our country? I think that's a question we really need to be grappling with. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
Update. This Saturday morning, Americans want to know the truth. How did cocaine get into the White House? Where was it found exactly? And who does it belong to?
House Republicans are looking into White House security procedures after the discovery of cocaine. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer requested a briefing from the Secret Service by the end of next week. I'm Brian Shook.
There is new hope for folks suffering from Alzheimer's disease.
Leqembi is the first drug proven to slow the memory loss disease. Other approved drugs only targeted symptoms. The drug got fast-tracked early this year based on evidence that it clears brain buildups associated with the disease. I'm Dave Collins.
A look now at your money as Wall Street finishes the week.
The Dow Jones lost 187 points, the S&P 500 shed 12 points, and the NASDAQ fell 18 points. I'm Natalie Migliori.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and John Harper is here with us from WMEL on the Space Coast. What sort of things, John, have been transpiring? You know, I'm always on the NASA website. There isn't a day that goes by that Jay thinks, okay, here he goes again, with a view to what's on the NASA website. This week there was a focus on the trip to Mercury and what they're finding out about the from that launch. I think it was 2.5 years ago, the bird that's up there flying around Mercury. But what other exciting things are going on, or is it just the usual group of characters that are continuing to launch things?
Actually, it is basically the same group of characters launching. SpaceX has a very aggressive schedule as far as launches go, and some of the others will be jumping into that as well, launching from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station or from the Kennedy Space Center, depending upon the size of their rocket and the payload. Elon Musk spent the night down the street from me here last weekend at a Motel 6. I thought that was
kind of What the heck happens when he wanders into the Motel 6 and says, "You got a room?" You wonder if people even recognize him, but then he'll sign in and then, okay, unless he uses a pseudonym.
The people recognized him. I know the night manager there, and she indicated they saw his name on the list of people who had made reservations, and they thought, that can't be. Really? Elon Musk coming here to our hotel? But sure enough, he did. And I was surprised about that, but nonetheless, that was the case just down the street from me here. So
I hope he topped it off with a visit to the Waffle House
That's up the street from there, what? Right? The Waffle House.
There's a Waffle House right next door to the hotel. And
yeah.
He went to that enough, but it's been basically, as I said, a very busy schedule for launches. In some respects, it's becoming very routine as far as a launch from the Kennedy Space Center. Launches used to attract thousands of people, and they still attract people, but it wasn't, it's not like it was before, and, by going to the airport and watching planes take off and land. So,
You know, you go across the causeway and right. You see those places where the people park to watch launches, and it's still, every time I drive across that causeway, I think to myself what it was like when you and I had our first opportunity when Jay Honeycutt was running things to actually drive onto the property and go and sit there and watch those launches, and then, but passing all those, like, seemingly millions of people, certainly hundreds of thousands of people, they were along, they park on the beach, on the causeway, and all of the streets up and down, actually the main street in Cocoa Beach and in Melbourne. It was like a thing. You're right. It's a phenom.
It used to be that way. I remember, Doug, when I attended my first launch as a civilian, so to speak. I wasn't reporting on it or anything like that. I just drove to Titusville in my little Volkswagen. This was back in and just watched the first nighttime launch, and there were hundreds of thousands of people around me. And today, probably that number is just a couple of thousand come to watch the launch. But again, there are so many going up, it's number one, hard to keep track, and number two, I've learned that the weather many times causes havoc, and you may be here to watch a launch, but it could get delayed, especially here during the summertime.
You know, you're bringing back memories. Didn't you, weren't you with me the first time, or maybe it was the second time, when Honeycutt had us come over, it was 4 o'clock in the morning or something. I was with him. I remember going with you, it seems to me, one time in your car. And I remember Honeycutt bringing me in his car over, and we were on Merritt Island, and I'm listening to this, the window's down. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning, but it's hot and humid. And so I'm listening to these noises from the woods, and the squealing and stuff. And I said, what the heck is that, the Honeycutt? And I think I said it to you. And you both said to me, well, those are the alligators getting the wild pigs that have been loose on the island for, you know, it used to be a piggery. And so the pigs are all running around. And I just, what in the world? Can you still hear the alligators getting the pigs?
That's changed dramatically, and I don't know if they rounded up all the pigs and took them elsewhere, but you can still see alligators, but the pigs trying to make a run for it. But it's very very tranquil for the most part, very very picturesque. And a great photo opportunity to have a rocket going up in the background with an alligator and a palm tree.
Like, have you heard me this week talking about, Jay and I have been off, this is a subset of something that ought to be on the charts. Every day this week there's been an alligator, there's been a shark, there's been a, what was the, there was a bear cat or something.
Oh,
what
a bobcat, yeah.
A bobcat,
bear.
Yeah. Chewing up people all over the place. It's just is amazing how these animals, because of obviously the onslaught of development, have become, they're not timid at all. They're around, and there are certainly plenty of them down on the Space Coast. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So let's move. I want to go back to some of the comments from social media or comments from people who are listening. We talked earlier, this is not in the top 10, but it's a countdown extra that I think is worthy of note. We were talking about the legalization of mushrooms And what you're better at pronouncing it, is it psilocybin? Is that, am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, psilocybin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So we're talking about that and whether or not it has been employed in Oregon because it has been legalized in Australia, and that's what we were talking about. And then I wondered whether, because I think you brought it up, Jay, that there was a Northwestern state. So my friend Mr. Bailey from the station that carries us up in that neck of the woods in Roseburg, Oregon, sent me a note, said Oregon became the first state on January 1st in the nation to legalize the adult use of psilocybin, which is naturally occurring, a psychedelic that's shown significant promise for treating severe depression and PTSD and the stuff that we were talking about. So now we know that it is legal, at mm-hmm. least in one state.
And
in
Colorado, too. It is.
I Colorado, think. It is.
Yeah, as well. All right. So one of the things on the list, the story list, number five, the White House cocaine thing. Here's one of our listeners with some insight into the cocaine, the cocaine find, if that's what you want to call it.
My concern is about the cocaine that was found in the White House. You know, something's going on, and I don't think they're really telling us the truth. I think if it was another president, the news would be right on top of it, and they're just not.
I think you're kidding yourself, lady. If you think that if it were different news, no, that's not.
Well, I totally agree with her. Yeah,
me,
if,
really.
if this happened while Donald Trump was still in office, it would be so much more of an uproar. Where when you
don't think there's a big uproar about it now?
It's being talked about, but I don't think it's an uproar. No, I think that it is one of those things that more people are joking about it. Than had this been Donald Trump. I think this is one of those catch-22s. It is definitely being discussed. Don't get me wrong about that. But it would definitely be more investigated. And a lot of people online are saying that this is going to be one of those things that it's just going to magically go away. People are just going to stop talking about it, and we don't really ever get the rest of the story. Where if it were Donald Trump, it would be so much bigger.
Hmm.
It'd be huge.
Interesting. Yeah.
Huh.
So maybe that's the case of the Hunter Biden investigation. That'll just go away as well. I wish it would go away because there's nothing new. We know the guy, speaking of cocaine, is a kind of a scumbag. What kind of a father would do that? What kind of a son would do that? If your father is president of the United States, what kind of a narcissist do you have to be to have all of this attention? Why don't you just disappear, you jerk? And stop hurting your father. If you want your father to be reelected, why do you show up at every event at the White House? And why is Joe, I love my son, so he comes over. Get rid of him. Get lost, you egotistical, narcissistic jerk. Am I right or not, John?
He's kind of like, yeah, I agree. He's kind of like, you remember when Jimmy Carter was president and his brother, Billy Carter?
Beer.
Remember that?
And he's a drunk. Yeah. Yeah, he was. He was.
And same thing here. And I think the president should do things to keep that kid away from anything that is taking place at the White House. He's poison and shouldn't be around at all.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like a rehab.
Right. You know, you really want to take care of him. You know what I'm finding is a subtext to what's going on? We're finding ourselves in the middle of the year, the middle of the baseball season. The All-Star game is July 11th, which would be Tuesday of the coming week, right?
Right.
Look at all the things that are going on. Excuse me, there are lots of TV shows that are focused on this, the Home Run Derby. This is the, I'm kind of interested in baseball a little bit, but I always get excited about the Major League, even though I don't know how to pronounce most of the names. I don't know the players' names, that sort of thing. But
No, I was going to say I agree with you. And baseball is a great diversion, I think, for people to listen to on the radio and to watch. And I just think it's a great sport during the summertime, and I think a lot of people are really into it. Of course, it helps when your Tampa Bay Rays are in first place and have been since the opening of the season this year.
What? They have a baseball team in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, so about that.
Yeah, right. All right. Before we leave here, I want to go back to comments from social media. Jay, one of the things that we asked that is, we always are interested in sort of offbeat things on our social media, and one of the things that I wanted to know is where all the fireflies have gone. The day I asked that night, Daisy and I were out walking, and we saw them all over the place up at the farm. They're not at my home farm, but they're up at the farm where the cows are. I'm not wondering if they're attracted to the animals. But anyway, what are people saying about where the fireflies have gone?
Jackie DeVoe says, we had a flush of them in May, and then they disappeared in the dry spell. I've noticed them after the recent rains. This is in Arkansas. Jeremy Winfield says, there are a ton by me in Ohio. I haven't seen any. Donna Ray says, we don't have those in Wyoming, just a lot of mosquitoes.
A lot of mosquitoes.
Carol says, hasn't really noticed any less fireflies, but certainly less stink bugs. Donald notices that there are less fireflies, but also, where are the hummingbirds?
Uh-huh. Like those hummingbirds. All right, John, thank you for being here. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast, and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen at 48 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this week. It's the first full week of July, by the way. All of this info is published at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10 on the story list, according to the research by the folks at Talkers, the launch of Threads by Facebook/Meta and Mr. Zuckerberg. Number 9, the heat records that have been set around the world. Number 8, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Number 7, all the violence and the shootings this past holiday weekend. Number 6, Janet Yellen goes to China. Number 5, the cocaine usage in the White House. Number 4, Hunter Biden being investigated. Maybe he ought to be connected to number 5. Number 3, the Supreme Court cases. Number 2, Trump and his usual battles with the law. And number 1, the presidential contenders, the presidential race.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Top Radio Countdown.
People list from Talkers Magazine this week. All of these folks, you recognize their names, certainly, and they are all part of a connection to the story list, which we have at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Mark Zuckerberg is at number 10. Elon Musk, number 9. Vladimir Putin is at 8. Kevin McCarthy, 7. Janet Yellen at 6. Hunter Biden, 5. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at 4. Jack Smith at 3. Donald Trump on the list at number 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. As you would expect, the presidential contenders, a lot of these names are now showing up. It's interesting, though, that RFK Jr. has become so prominent so quickly. It tells you something. And so that's part of the discussion, part of the focus here in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen and Jake Hirschner here working through some of the stories that we have followed. Actually, I wanted to do this, and this seems to be the appropriate time because we've been so busy. We started out the program saying, it's the same old stuff. And then we find some very interesting and intriguing conversation about some of these stories. So we didn't have time to get to the comments that have come in from some of our listeners. We always ask about the stories that folks are following during the course of the week. So you want to go through some of those and put a spin or not? Wait a minute. This is not Bill O'Reilly. So just tell it. Just tell us.
Diana Julian says that she's following the fire in Columbia River Gorge of Washington State, south central area, Underwood. 1 hour away from where she is, 10 homes have burned and over 250 more are being threatened right now with this gorge fire.
Mm-hmm. All right. So something to look out for. Who else is in on that? Or what else?
Sean Watson is following the Pentagon's accounting error that provided an extra $6.2 billion for Ukraine military aid.
Why is anybody surprised about that?
Well, it's one of those things they overestimated. It ended up costing less than what they had allotted for. So it's not that that money is going to Ukraine. They say it's going to go back into a pot. Well, where did it come from, and shouldn't it go back so that it's not just adding to our debt?
So much money, so much waste, so much fraud, so much corruption,
and
especially when it comes to the military-industrial complex.
And the fact that people are looking at billions of dollars as, like, chump change.
Yeah.
Like, get real.
$6.2 billion? How many taxpayers, how many American taxpayers
have had to sweat their you-know-whats off in order to make their payments to the tributary, if you will, that goes to the federal government for all kinds of... Think about the things that is... What's going on with your money? Do you want money, your money that you work for, to pay off student loans? I don't want mine to do that. Mm-hmm. I want those people to get a job pay them off themselves.
Well, and look at this. Most people are in debt. The majority of people are in debt because of student loans and because of medical debt. It's not, yes, there are people who are in debt because of other reasons,
off the
but
medical
the
debt
majority
now.
And the average are the medical and the student loans.
Yeah. All right, so who else? What's Susan got on her
Susan
mind?
Nelson says that she's so sick of seeing that video of the woman demanding off the flight over the passenger that she claims is not real. It's constantly playing on TikTok. There's TikTok. And right. I think she's being a bit overdramatic.
So
that's Susan.
Susan
talking about the girl, not me talking
about
Susan.
Yeah, no, got it. Susan, why are you watching whatever's on TikTok? The number one way to get rid of the problem from your perspective is not to ditch TikTok.
And here's the other situation, because I'm not on TikTok. The show's not on TikTok, but we are on Instagram, and we are on Facebook, and we are on Twitter. And that video, even though it's from TikTok, is shared on all the other
social media
platforms, too.
Yeah.
And it's the actual video, the TikTok video, where it has the TikTok logo and everything that is still shared, the link and everything. It's shared across the board.
One of the things I asked on our July 4th broadcast was what unites us, because every day we talk constantly about all the things that divide us, from politics, age, race, you name it. So I asked for you to tell us what unites us. We have some interesting thoughts here. You want to share some of them?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So Jenny Wheeler says the holidays unite us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeff Schmidt says music and funnel cakes. not wrong there. Mary McLaughlin says, turning the news and internet off and be surprised how we actually get along.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon Jakubek chimes in and shares that sentiment. Turn the news off. Be with your family. Michael Durr says the absence of smartphones will bring us closer together. Lynn Smith says family celebrations such as reunions, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, baby showers, holidays, and sadly, unfortunately, funerals. But here's Donald Trapp, who comes in with a different look, and it's so accurate. Tragedy. Tragedy unites us, because whenever, have you noticed that when tragedy happens, we all come together in the sense of caring more for one another, mm-hmm. or if we disagree, we can more respectfully disagree. When 9/11 happened, we were truly the United States of America.
Yep.
When even, not the same situation, but with the submersible, the entire world was watching and discussing it and having genuine conversations without arguing.
It's like some of the space achievements that we have going back to the 60s, how that has united us as well. So there is something. Let's think about this more often. Maybe we should ask this question with more frequency. Jay, I'll leave that to you, because I would love to be able to read and share more of these comments about what brings us together. 59 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.